From the Harlem Globetrotters to Metallica to President Donald Trump, Bob Sconi has seen just about every kind of event during his 42 years working at downtown Nashville's Municipal Auditorium. Now, after nearly three decades leading the city-owned venue, Sconi is retiring. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
When Bob Sconi worked his first concert in 1977 for the band Chicago, whom he loved, he tossed an extra unsold ticket into his desk drawer.
They called them deadwood. It was leftover tickets of tickets that were not sold, so I'd pluck out a couple from every show that I would work.
Thousands later, his most famous tickets are now enlarged as a hanging display on the outside of the auditorium. When he looks up, it's like seeing a record of the place and his own memory.
Rod Stewart, I remember he kicked a lot of soccer balls into the audience. Police, I remember when the Police came here, they were new wave. Nashville wasn't new wave. They didn't do too well ticket-wise.
Ups and downs, Sconi's been there. The auditorium has been the only full-time job he's had since college. He knew the auditorium in its first era of concerts and political events, but also oversaw several reinventions, says Aaliyah Armstrong on the auditorium's board.
What other facility do you know that's had concerts, roller derby, circuses, a museum in the basement, sports, concerts, and he has ebbed and flowed with the economic times.
She also credits Sconi with keeping the place together on a limited budget. He's preserved the best of the old, like refurbishing the original 1962 seats, while modernizing facilities like the bathroom and the dressing rooms.
You know, no one will ever know as much as Bob does about that auditorium because it's been his baby and he's taken care of it for a long time.
This week, the commission began discussing how to hire Sconi's replacement, and they're using the moment to examine the big picture, including the possibility that management will be privatized. For his part, Sconi says retirement will still be full of concerts, just as a paying customer at the Municipal. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.